An anti-abortion group is once again going before the Illinois Supreme Court. It's trying to block last year's new law allowing state government to pay for abortions. The law expanded abortion access mainly for two groups of women, state and public university employees and those on the low-income Medicaid program. But abortion opponents are using a novel legal strategy, arguing the state can't pay for abortions because recent budgets are unconstitutional. Peter Breen is a lawyer with the Roman Catholic Thomas More Society. He says recent budgets have not met the constitutional requirement of estimating how much Illinois will collect in tax money.
The lower court decisions read that requirement out of the Constitution altogether. That is the only protection Illinois taxpayers have, that they would get a balanced budget.
Indeed, lower court judges basically say the anti-abortion groups are overreading the balanced budget language in the Illinois Constitution. The Supreme Court is not likely to announce whether it'll take the case until next year. I'm Brian Mackey.